white people from Texas came here. 9,000 head of cattle. Oh, the country was beautiful, and I remember this. Beautiful one. Grass all over. No Indians lived up here. They all lived on the rivers. Cheyenne River, Missouri River, Moore River. They lived on the rivers, and this is all grass. So in the summertime, when they came in the... My folks used to, my dad built a little log house ranch up on the foot of the hills up here on toward Mossman that way. We bring our cattle up there, and we summer our cattle up here. There are lots of lake beds, water, you know, and the grass is so thick. We herded our cattle up here away from the river bottoms. And the Indian boys worked. My father always hired them to go up there. And I was just a young girl, but I'd go up with them and I'd cook for them boys. Well, we got along fine, but when this cattleman came in, well, about 9,000 head of cattle in, and they just were all over the country. And they didn't put up no hay for their cattle in the winter, the Indians did. That's why they took their cattle off the bottoms, so they can mow the bottoms and put the hay up for their cattle in the winter. They want to keep them off of there and feed what grass is going to waste up here. And there was plenty of them to have it grazed, you know. Well, this white man came in with all his cattle, and then they didn't put up no hay. Oh, that fall, the winter came in early, you know. They didn't know the country, you know. They didn't know what kind of winters we had. They had nice winters down there. So they come in. Oh, boy. We had to reinforce our wire pastures around the house and hay and barns. And then cattle just come stringing down into the timber. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. It's a big patch of timber along the Missouri River. They were just plumb full. And they were hungry. They had wanted hay, but they didn't have no hay. Mm-hmm. And they ate all the buds off of the trees, just as high as they could reach them. Oh, they fixed the timber pretty. That's what they ate. Some of them, there was one steer came into our place. Where he got in, we don't know, so we looked it over. And we beat him up and put him out. But no, that didn't hurt. He came in anyway. He found something. So we watched him, and we found the place, so we wired it up. He brought another one in. There was two, and we couldn't keep them up. I said, Dad, we've just got to look and fix that, because if we don't, why, they're going to be a bunch of them, and our cattle will starve to death. So we did. We took them and watched them, and we just beat them so they were so weak, you know. We just beat them so they finally couldn't walk. But we had to do something. So we kept the two that got in, and we didn't, nevertheless, they want to come in, so we had to keep them, and we wanted them too. So when Cap Mossman was the head manager, he's from Texas, he'd go down there for the winter, but his man take care of him up here, his boss. So when he came in, I says, well, Cap, I said, I was never afraid to talk to a white man. I said, Cap, I said, we wintered two of your cattle. I'll tell you what we done. We reinforced our barbed wire pastures here in our hay corrals, and they fed our cattle, and one steer kept getting in, and we couldn't keep him out. Why, we just beat him so he couldn't walk sometimes, but he got up and he'd come in. I said, so I said, well, Dad, I guess he brought another steer in, and they both would come and follow one another. So I says, Dad, I guess we can't get rid of this white man's cattle, so we'll just take him in, I said, and feed them. So here they are. I want $50 apiece for them cattle, I said. If you don't, I'll kill them. I'll shoot them, I said. He looked, and then he smiled. Kind of a good-natured truck. All right, Mrs. Hyde, I know what you mean, Mrs. Hyde. I understand you. If we did, why, our cattle would starve to death. You had more cattle than we did. And they'd eat more feed than ours would. We just had to do something, and all the other ranchers done it too. But we were on the main trail, you know, that they come in here. Boy, you know, when you step out in the yard at night, you could hear them poor cattle moaning. Just a steady moan with them poor cattle starving to death.
What were the names of some of these cattle companies, do you remember?
Turkey Track. That was the first cattle company that came here, Turkey Track. It's a Turkey Track. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the Turkey Track. Outfit. So they died, and they got some white men to from across the river, farmers, ranchers, to come in and skin them cattle, you know, and they haul them away by the wagon loads, four-horse teams, hauling them to Pier and hauling them to Gettysburg, shipping the hides, trying to get something back out of them, you know. Yeah. So I knew these fellas that were skinning cattle over there. They'd come over there. They said, how come this cattle die in piles? Well, I said, don't you notice the trees, how pretty they trim them? I said, one steer goes here and is eating the buds here. And he was strong, they were strong at first, you know, so they clean all what they could reach. But by the time that they got weak, why, they couldn't reach those other buds up there. So they climb on them. They knock one down, and I just seen it. I was going down the path, you know, to the water hole to see. I had to take care of that water hole because, you know, they'd fall in it. We'd have to drag him out. And I see one push, and he fell, and just fell. He got up on top of it and reached for more buds. That's the way they're done. Then they go and they climb on that to reach for, and there's 25 or 30 head in a bunch. This man said, so that's how they die.
They just climb up on each other?
On each other to reach for more buds. Huh. Tree buds, you know. Mm-hmm. And some even at Kinnikinnik, you know what that is?
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's an Indian tobacco, red bark, you know, red bushes. Well, they even got the buds of them, and their manure would be just red. Oh, gosh. So that's that. Now, then from then on, the Indians, they got discouraged, fighting the cattle away from their haystacks. And and then in the spring of the year, when they first came, why, they just drug the cows away, you know, ride the cows and just make them go, like, you know, they didn't have no sense to stay. And the men go out there and try to get their cattle. They bring them back and put them in the crowd, but when they get out, well, they're just, some of them are gone, some didn't have anything. So the Indians got discouraged, and they just give up trying to raise cattle. But we didn't. But we always reinforced, fixed our pasture in early, you know.
Did any Indian boys work for these cattle outfits?
Oh, no.
No.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't. They were mad at the white men. They'll work for a ranchman or a breed, you know. They'll hay, come and help us hay, and of course my father pays them. And then put up the hay, and we used to stack it out in the fields. But after these cattle came, we had to stack it around the house at the barn, and then we fence it with the poles. Posts and put their holes close together so they can't break in.
And you use barbed wire on these?
Oh, yes. Have to. I'll tell you, when a hungry cow gets hungry, they're hungry.
Yeah.
They couldn't just... And we had to go down in the mornings. I'd We go down with our cattle. I go ahead and drive the cattle away from the path. And ours can move better and quicker. They know they're going to water, so they'll just trot right down there, you know. But when we get down there, water hole, the weak cattle get on there and they slip and fall over in the water hole and around the water hole. So then in the mornings, my dad and I would go down and we'd drag all them away, you know. Then bring our cattle down. See, they want water, but they're so weak they can't. And we take the manure and throw it down, you know, so it freezes to the ice, you know. Then you can stand on the ice and drink it.